All right, Dr. Trevor Winzowski from All Seasons Chiropractic, welcome to the show.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you. Do you set New Year's resolutions?
I do.
Oh.
I actually just set some up last week when I was on a little break, and I want to talk a little bit about that because I've been overhearing some conversations, and it's no wonder that 92% of our resolutions don't happen based upon the conversations I've heard.
Okay.
So I'm going to give some people some tangible tips in terms of how to create these resolutions and to actually make them happy and make them come to fruition.
Okay.
Right? So the big thing is we want to set something that's going to be specific. We want to set it in a context of being positive. You know, I always hear in the New Year's resolution, I want to lose weight. Well, Courtney, I want to ask you, how many times do you want to lose your keys, your wallet? no one wants to lose anything.
Right.
We want to gain something. So put it in the context of using the words to have some power. So have it set up so my ideal weight will be 180 pounds by June of 2014, and I'm going to do this by, so there's got to be a plan, right? So plan
okay.
your work, work your plan. Failing to plan is planning to fail. So what we have to do is what we think, we got to ink. So look at the word think. Take the TH off, what do we have?
Ink.
If you write it down, somehow it has more power. If you have it in your mind and it's a mental post-it, what happens to it? It gets a little bit rough, gets a little tough. What happens? It goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. And so what happens? You fail and you go, see? And then I'm going to make the resolution that I'm never going to make a resolution again. And somehow we succeed with that. Not anybody in this room that I'm talking to right now. But at any rate, we have to set things up to win. Make it easy to win. Make it hard to fail. And all of a sudden, when we start doing that, our ability to achieve our goals, to achieve our resolutions, becomes much better. And so when you start thinking about it, make it specific, make it positive, make it realistic. Now, the big thing is to have a big why behind it, a reason.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? Well, for my longevity, for my happiness, for my health, so I can walk my child down the aisle, so I can be here for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, so I can pass on my faith. Whatever it is, make it bigger than I just want to be a size 2.
Exactly. You know, and I think some people do it just because it's New Year's.
Well, and that's
that's the wrong reason.
It's not enough.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, sir. Have a happy new year, everybody, and make your goals specific, fun, easily attainable.